Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome, everyone. We're here on LA Talk Radio, of course, the country's most listened to internet talk station without the boring syndication. As always, I have a great show for you today. We're talking about so many things that are going to enhance your life, make you feel better, maybe after today's show, make you feel happier, and go forward. Going to learn a lot of things. We're specifically going to be talking about relationships and how to help yourself. I have collected some emails in the past from listeners. I've informed them that I will be helping them and answering their questions today. If you have a question or comment about what we're talking about, I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me here at the station. It's docmichelle at AOL. DocMichelle at AOL, or of course my other email address. It's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Whatever you guys prefer, you can do that. Also, you can call in live if you have a question or comment. That number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And as I mentioned today, we're talking about relationships. We're going to be helping you out with a wonderful guest. She's going to also talk about her practice. She specializes in hypnotherapy as well. And we'll touch on that and let you know how you can get in touch with her. So let's just jump into it, by the way. Her name is Ella Bagelfour. She's a licensed psychotherapist, MFT, professional hypnotherapist. She's studied for over 20 years. She's the real deal, guys. And she's also a Reiki master, has a wonderful reputation of helping couples, individuals, and families become healthier and happier in their lives. And the good news for me is Ella is also a friend. She's such a cool lady, and I've known her for over 15 years, and she's on the line with us now. Ella, hello, my dear. How are you?
Hello. Nice being on your program again, Michelle.
Oh, it's always great having you. And if you guys out there if you're regular listeners, you know that I have had Ella on in the past, and we have talked about so many different subjects because, Ella, you are versed in and you have so much expertise as a psychotherapist, and you work with families, right, and couples, individuals.
Yes.
And I love also the hypnotherapy that you have done, the studies, and the work you do to help people out. It's amazing. And, of course, you're a Reiki healer. Can you just let people know what that means?
It is an energy healing.
Yes.
We all have energy inside of us, and if you're a Reiki healer, basically you're becoming a channel of that energy, and you use your hands and your energy to help others and to share your energy with others.
That's beautiful. And if you guys out there say, oh, this energy stuff, it's real. There have been so many scientific studies on the health benefits of healing through good healing energy. And you know what I really love about you, Ella, is honestly, you practice what you do. You work with people and really help people and put out loving energy. And, you know, I've known you for, well, over 15 years, and that's kind of who you are. So you're a loving person, and you're the real deal, girl.
So, thank you, Michelle.
That's true. So your philosophy focuses on kind of helping people to regain their mental health and recapture peace And our goal, of course, as always, is to attain emotional stability. So can you just share with folks a little bit more about your practice and, you know, your treatment philosophy?
Absolutely. One of my beliefs is that we are the best experts for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I would like to tap into my patient's wisdom in the subconscious mind to bring that wisdom out. Mm. I at no time would consider myself to be an expert over anyone at any time, but I consider myself a helper in the process of bringing that wisdom out of the person and utilizing it and trusting themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so important, and it does, you're so right, and it does start within, but the key, like you said, is getting in touch with the higher self, you know, and finding our own answers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's what you know.
And trusting your own intuition.
Mm. Boy, and you know what I think is tough sometimes for people? I hear this a lot, and I'm sure you do, is how we can draw the line between intuition, what are we really truly picking up, and just old fears, right? It's sort of hard.
That's a very good question. Mm-hmm. Based on what I believe, when it's a fear, the difference between fear and intuition can come up very suddenly. It's
yes.
like all of a sudden you see or hear or feel the message
yes.
without any triggers.
Mm.
When with fear, there has to be a trigger. For example, if you need to take a flight and you're afraid of the plane, but with the and you start being afraid of it. But with intuition, mm-hmm. you might be sitting, enjoying yourself, having lunch with your friend, and all of a sudden you see a picture of plane crashing, mm-hmm. or you have that premonition that something will happen without any basis.
Right.
So that's how I differentiate fear from intuition.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, people say, I don't know where that came from, but this just flashed in my mind, and I can't really pinpoint it. Exactly. And that is, we all have intuition, which is so cool.
Yes.
I love that. And that's what your hypnosis work as well really helps people, you know, get down and feel comfortable.
Get in touch with it.
Yes, and get in touch with it. And speaking about hypnosis, guys, today, we're going to have a special treat. If you keep on listening, we're going to be doing a little mini hypnotherapy session with Ella. She's agreed to do that.
That's right.
Yay! Where we're going to talk about managing stress and anxiety today. I mean, we're going to do that, right? At the end of the kind of session. So keep it here on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle, and my special guest, licensed psychotherapist, Ella Bagelfour, because we're going to just have a little breathing thing. We're going to have visualization, and this will help you guys. I'm telling you, she's a master. She knows what she's doing. So there you go. And I'll be teasing this, you know, for you guys to keep on listening. So you don't go anywhere. And I encourage you to email me again, docmichelle@AOL, if you have any questions. We do have several questions from listeners regarding relationship issues and things that are going on. So, and you are, of course, a specialist in relationship issues, I know, Ella. And you and I both help folks doing that. So it's probably one of the most common problems that comes up for us both in therapy sessions, right? Even when you're seeing individuals.
Absolutely. It's all about relationships.
Yeah. Can you share with us some of the most common relationship issues that you're hearing from clients these days?
I would say it's a trust issue. Trusting each other.
Yep.
Would be one of the most common issues that they come in with.
Yep. That's right. How can I trust this person?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you go back, as I do, to, you know, what caused you to mistrust in the first place.
Absolutely.
So, you know, repeating those patterns and then changing those thoughts. And, of course, you do the hypnotherapy, which really helps people, work on that.
Yes. Yeah. It helps them to go back to that original event that triggered a mistrust.
Right.
And help them look at it from the little bit different angle.
Yes. Mistrust. Absolutely. I hear that so much with people who are, you know, getting out there in the world, a lot of young adults and older adults who've, you know, sort of raised families and are moving on with their lives, and they want to maybe meet someone. They just have trust issues. And, you know, that also comes from fear of intimacy. And, you know, so that's a biggie, too, trying to just allow people to open up their hearts and trust. But, you know, don't you hear so many stories these days, Ella, about know, the dating scene and getting to know people and that kind of thing, that it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, there's so many different stories that we can write a book about them.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's our next project together.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you and I have talked about this before, how important it is for people to work through some of their own problems and sort of try to understand themselves better before getting into a serious relationship. And sometimes it happens earlier in life that they start working on themselves, or even later in life because they're not having successful relationships. Why do you think it's so important for people to do this?
Because everything in our lives gets, whatever is not processed gets accumulated, and whatever gets accumulated inside of us has to come out sooner or later. So I believe that it is extremely important for any one of us to be able to process and handle in a healthy way our feelings and emotions, and learn how to do it before we enter in any partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. If we fail as individuals to handle our own emotions and feelings, how are we supposed to live with another human being and understand them and be compassionate towards them if we did not do that to ourselves?
Makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. We have to take care of ourselves first and find out, not project our own stuff onto other people.
Exactly.
And know
who we are. How can we fall in love with another person if we don't know who we are?
Yeah.
And without processing our own emotions and feelings, do we really know who we are? And how we react to things around us?
That is so true. So true. By the way, in case you just tuned in here to the couch, this is Dr. Michelle, and my special guest today is licensed psychotherapist Ella Bagelfour. She's also a licensed hypnotherapist, and she is a Reiki master, which is energy healing. She's the real deal. A lot of scientific studies out there, and she has been helping people for over 20 years in her practice on all sorts of issues. You know, relationships is a biggie, of course. She's very experienced in this, but also in hypnotherapy to overcome so many different issues that really it covers the gamut. You know, hypnotherapy is wonderful. And also, you know, one of the most common things you and I probably hear about, Ella, is anger.
Oh,
man, I have so many couples who come in and they talk about their fights and their anger towards each other. And last time you and I were talking, we were just kind of like getting into how you help clients manage their anger and lots of other issues, of course, with hypnotherapy. And you talk about the importance of defining anger and how it's not necessarily an unhealthy feeling. So can you clarify that a little bit more?
Absolutely. Anger is one of the feelings that each one of us experience. It's like having five fingers on your hand and saying this is a bad finger and this is a good finger. We don't do that. Mm. So any feeling that human beings can experience cannot be a bad feeling. It's what we do with that energy that is bad, and it can be directed towards something good. A lot of people, when they hear about anger, they immediately go to the negative. But anger can be used for a lot of positive things that you can do. It's a very powerful energy that we experience. Yeah. And you can use that energy to go to the gym, to go for a run. You can use that energy to visualize, if we're talking about hypnosis, what that anger can do. You can imagine that it's a volcano, that it's exploding. As long as you're visualizing and imagining things, you're not hurting anybody, and yet that anger will come out of you if you allow that process to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus storing it inside of you and exploding when somebody says, excuse me, because you had so much accumulated that a simple statement or a simple hello from somebody can make you explode.
Yes. Just the way they may look at you, you're going to interpret it the wrong way because you've, like you said, you've got so much inside and then you just finally blow.
Exactly. Yes.
Especially people who are not assertive enough about their needs. They shove things down because they feel that they don't deserve to talk about, you know, what they need.
Exactly.
And it's interesting because we do have an email from a gentleman who talks about sort of that kind of or a lady, actually. Wait, yeah, it is from a lady who talks about that kind of thing. But maybe we can get to that in just a little bit. Speaking about arguing, I'm going to pull up this email from Angie. She just wrote in a little while ago, and this is perfect. Perfect timing. shall we tackle this one? here we go.
Sure.
Angie says, a friend of mine told me that when you argue with your relationship partner, the first several minutes of an argument matters most because it's what and how you speak to them. Okay. I'm asking this because my husband and I get into these yelling fights about stupid things like finances, plans for the future, politics, and in-laws. Well, I guess those are the biggies, aren't they? We usually end up having makeup sex, but I still feel the pain and the anger from some of the comments he makes when arguing. So I'd really like to understand how I can learn to manage that anger and how I can talk to him in a healthier way. So that's a great, perfect question. Talking about anger here.
It is, indeed.
So,
First of all, we don't ever communicate with one another when we experience feelings.
Mm-hmm.
When we experience feelings, for example, if I'm talking to my husband and he's angry, there's no way to communicate. You have to realize that you need to validate the feelings.
Right.
So the conversation, the only healthy conversation that can take place when both people are acting as two adults, just sitting and having a healthy communication.
Mm-hmm.
If there is yelling and screaming, there could never be anything that can be delivered from one person to another person's ears,
mm-hmm.
except validating that that person is angry.
Yes.
So there should never be any angry fights or matches.
Mm-hmm.
When one person is yelling and screaming, another person needs to say, I can see that you're very angry right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that you're angry. And when you calm down, we'll sit down and we'll talk about it. Only validating the emotion.
Yes.
Same way as another person is very sad and crying and sobbing. You would not be having a conversation with a person who's sobbing, telling him, talking to him about politics or religion. That sounds funny.
Yes.
But in reality, sobbing is one of the feelings, one of the fingers that we have on our hand, just like an anger.
Mm.
So we don't talk to a person who's sobbing. Why do we think that we can communicate with the person who's screaming?
Yes. No, that makes a lot of sense.
So all we do is we validate. You're very angry. You're very sad. Is there anything that I can do to help you calm down or relax?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great answer. And it's probably not a good idea to scorn someone for their anger or their feelings or because they're valid. They're coming up. And so maybe what you're suggesting, too, is the partner needs to be an observer. Rather than a participant.
Instead of going into the details of what is the fight is about and what is the right way to fight and who screams louder than another person, none of that works.
Yes.
The only thing, and you can't also also walk away from the person who is screaming, because if you simply turn around and walk away, you're ignoring that person who is very upset and very angry.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We can't do this either. Based on what my experience showed, mm-hmm. the best way to handle anger is to validate another person's feelings.
Mm-hmm. That's really beautiful. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just recognize that feeling, accept it, and let them cool off.
Mm. Boy, is that great advice, Ella. Well, thank you so much, Angie, for emailing us. We appreciate it. We do have a couple of more emails here, but I want to, you know, continue on with asking Ella some more questions here. If you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch, and my special guest today is Ella Bagelfer. She is a licensed hypnotherapist, licensed psychotherapist, and also she is a Reiki master. It has taken years for her to really go through the process of learning how to help people heal through her positive energy. And believe you me, she walks the walk and talks the talk. She does exactly what she teaches. She's the real deal. She's also a good friend, so I'm blessed.
Thank you.
That's true. It's really true. So let's talk about maybe communicating better. You touched on, you know, the angry arguments and the yelling in your advice to Angie. What are some suggestions that you might give to couples to help them learn how to communicate better?
Mm-hmm. Use as less accusatory words and blaming words like "you did this," "you are this," yes. And labels.
Yes.
You're stupid, or you, instead of that, replace it with "I feel."
Yes.
I feel sad when you walk away, when you walk away from me as I'm talking to you,
mm-hmm.
or that makes me feel lonely in this relationship when I'm alone at home all the time.
Yes.
Talking about your feelings, your emotions, mm-hmm. Without blame and without labeling.
Yes, exactly.
That would be the best thing to do in any relationship.
You see that a lot, don't you? in your office,
yeah.
A lot of
A lot of times, patients will come in and they will start telling me, yeah. "My wife told me to come here because my wife keeps getting upset with me, and my wife told me that there is something wrong with me,
yeah.
and that's why I'm here."
Yeah.
So not even recognizing the reason and not able to identify and connect with your own issues and problems.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's right. And you know, people, I know you teach folks to learn how, as you mentioned, to not use those, putting down statements, you know, "you are this," no name calling, that kind
yeah.
of thing. Rather use I messages,
yeah.
like rather than saying "you really messed up," something like, "I feel frustrated when this happens," or "I see,"
exactly.
you know, that,
exactly.
right.
Yeah.
And compromise is a really important thing too, is pushing that ego down, and you don't have to win a fight, guys. It's not like a contest.
Absolutely.
Right?
Ego is the worst enemy in any relationship.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And you know, timeouts are really important. And as you,
yes.
yeah, as you said, also listening to that person and, really reflecting back to them. I see that you're really angry. Just listen. Just don't, you know, guys, don't try to scream over that other person or don't. It's not a contest, right, Ella?
Exactly.
It's really not.
It's not a win and lose situation. Basically, any argument needs to end up in some kind of a healing and agreement, being on the same page and agree to disagree.
Exactly. And that's fine. Nobody has to win. Exactly. It's perfect.
Yes.
In terms of healthy relationships, and you and I have talked about this too, it's really important for couples to give and take, just like we said, to compromise. And you said ego is the worst, because you have
yeah.
to really get a handle on that, guys, and figure out why. I'm not meaning male guys, but people, not just, why do you have to prove yourself? What's going on? Why are you so insecure? You got to work on that within you. And which leads me to, we have an email from Tammy, who says she has difficulty, quote, hanging on to herself. Now, this is interesting to me. She talks about her relationships, but also other people, and it's talking about giving and taking. So she says she's the one who always gives in to arguments and is usually doing a lot for others. She doesn't feel that other people give back to her as much as she gives to them. Tammy then asks, how can I learn not to be such a people pleaser? So that's interesting.
And again, we arrived to what we started the program with. If you have a good intuition that you listen to, do not do anything. Do not commit good deeds without being in touch with the cause for yourself.
Yes.
So if you're helping others and again, connecting with your emotions, if you helped a friend and it makes you feel really good and uplifted, then you did something good.
Yeah.
But if you help somebody and it makes you feel drained, exhausted, then you did it at your own expense. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to identify how to handle that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you realize that you're doing it at your own expense and you don't want to hurt the person that asked you for help, for example, please take me to the LAX at 4 a.m. in the morning,
mm-hmm.
when you have to go to work early the next day, you can say, I really would love to do that, but I will not be able to perform at work next day.
Yes.
So you can validate, you can state your intent that if you could, you would, but you can't.
Yes.
Instead of simply saying no or doing it and then getting in trouble at work the next day.
Right. And then being frustrated at yourself for not sticking up for yourself and being more assertive. And
again, that will accumulate inside of you against your friend, and eventually you'll pick on something really small and have a big fight with that very same friend without realizing why.
Sure, exactly. And I think sometimes people confuse aggressiveness with assertiveness, don't you? I mean, they fear that if they're assertive, they're going to lose those friends. You know, she describes herself as a people pleaser here.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. And, you know, standing up for one's rights and expressing one's needs is really, really important. I think the key difference between the two styles is that folks who behave assertively will express themselves, like you said, in ways that respect the other person. You know, and you're explaining, this is not going to work, and I really care for you, and if I could, I would. But and they assume the best about people, respect themselves, and think win-win. But in contrast, I think people behaving aggressively, you know, they'll tend to use tactics
that are,
you know, manipulative, mm-hmm. and disrespectful and demeaning, or, you know,
absolutely.
Defensive, just nasty, blah, 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 you know. You know, maybe Tammy needs to kind of explore also. She has defined herself as a people pleaser, so kind of define, you know, her past. Maybe what was it in her that got her the attention she needed by always being a people pleaser? Maybe she had to do that, right, growing up?
And another, absolutely. And another suggestion that I have for Tammy is whenever somebody calls and asks for help, take some time and say, can I let you know in a day, or can I let you know in an hour?
Yeah.
And give herself some time to think about it and buy herself some time before saying, yes, I can do that, or no, I cannot.
Yes.
It always helps when you hang up the phone and just think about it, and then respond back.
Yes, it makes so much sense. I think today, you know, we're so quick to answer. We're so quick to, you know, make a decision because everything's speedy. Everything is text. Everything is, you know, email and instant communication. So I think it is, you're so right. Better to just, you don't have to respond right away. Don't you hear a lot of people in relationship issues who, you know, they do, I call it lack of impulse control texting.
Yeah.
I think we're all guilty of that. But they can't, you know, calm down to think about how they're going to respond if someone's angry or they haven't heard from someone in a while and, you know, they didn't respond to them. They just, you know, they text back right away. They're angry. Or assumptions about, you know, things that are going on that really aren't true, negative emotions or whatever. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think it's really important for everybody to just kind of, yeah, you're right, slow down and just think about doing this. You know, just think about what you're going to say before you say it. It's really important to do that.
It is. Yes.
You know, it's also a good idea to find resolve in some way. We talked about ego and how to argue nicely. And arguing is, it doesn't work. You know, it just can keep going around and round and round and getting worse and repeating the old patterns. How would you suggest that we try and kind of work through to forgive our partners when they've hurt us? You know, with their anger, their hurtful things. Because we do hang on to things, don't we, sometimes, Ella?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is very difficult to forgive.
Yes, it
sometimes.
Is. Sure.
But I always tell my patients that there are only two feelings, love and fear.
Yes.
These are the base. This is all the other feelings are based on these two. So if we have difficulties forgiving, we'll always need, it's like jump to the place of love.
Yes.
And think, do I really love? Do I really care about that person?
Yes.
And then just talking to yourself and think, what good will it do if I hold a grudge?
Right.
If I love that person, I need to let go. Just practicing and feeling compassionate mm-hmm. towards people that we love.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ultimate feeling is love.
Yes, it really is. And we have to ask ourselves why we're hanging on to something. What is this serving? You know, hanging
yeah,
on.
Yeah, working with it, processing it, and just saying to yourself, I choose
yes.
to forgive. I can still remember.
Yep.
But I choose to forgive because whatever we hold inside only creates problems mm-hmm. for us, not for anybody else. So if you hold a grudge, it lives inside of you and it prospers.
Yes, exactly. It really does. And working through it and just learning forgiveness and learning that the love you have for this person, right, is more important than hanging on to the old stuff.
Absolutely. And basically being in the now and
yes.
letting go of the past and focusing, what can I do from now on so that would not occur again?
Mm-hmm. Makes great sense. It really does. And just allow forgiveness and love that person and
yes.
move on. We all have issues and we all have things we do that hurt our partners. It's normal. We all do. But
yes.
if we hang on to old stuff, we're never going to be able to be free and just move on and keep loving and try to understand the, you know, motivation behind why that person did that. And
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And
well,
sometimes when we get hurt by people that love us, most of the time it's done out of fear.
Right.
Fear that is based on not trusting or not believing. It is some kind of a fear.
Yes, it is. It sure is. In case you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch, and my special guest today is Ella Bagelfour. She's a licensed psychotherapist. Licensed hypnotherapist. She studied for way over 20 years. She's amazing. She's also a Reiki master, has wonderful reputation of helping couples, individuals, and families become healthier and happier in their lives. And I'm blessed because Ella's also been a friend for many years, so it's really cool to talk with you on the phone and have you here giving help to the listeners. All right, as I promised everybody, what we're going to do, because Ella is a amazing hypnotherapist. We're going to do a little quick hypnotherapy session, maybe, what do you think, 5 minutes or so? So listeners can lower their stress for the rest of the day. How's that?
Sounds good. I'm ready.
Oh, cool. I'm ready, too. I just have to keep a little alert because I may be just too mellow to continue on with the show here. So I'll be the listener and not the participant. How's that? So what we're going to do is we're going to have Ella just go for it. She's going to do is, work on a little quick hypnotherapy relaxation session for you guys. So you can do this, too. And, of course, the show's available for replay and download. So you can listen to Ella again and again and again so you can get it right. So it's all yours, Ella. Let's go for it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So first I would like to our listeners sit in a very comfortable position, either lying down or sitting with the back straight. I'm crossing your hands and legs. I would like everyone to stare at one spot that is above your eye level until your eyes become very tired, and when they do, just gently close them. And the breathing for this exercise needs to be through your nose only. And when you inhale, I want you to breathe into your abdomen and make that breathing really deep and long. Perhaps even challenging yourself and making each breath deeper and longer. And as you go deeper, now your subconscious mind becomes open and more accessible and receptive to new learnings, to changing old beliefs. And as you relax so comfortably there, just listening to the sound of my voice, here, so calm. And a feeling of peace and tranquility allows you to relax more and more with each easy breath, with each gentle beat of your heart. And as I count down from 10 to 0, you can just let go and you can go deeper now with each count, using each number to let go of stress, to let go of tension, and to go deeper. 10. As you allow each muscle and each nerve in your body to relax, letting go, becoming calm. You feel peaceful and comfortable. 9. Relax your mind and your body together. And if you lose track of the progression of the numbers, then that is fine. Just let go now. 8. Perhaps you start to sense a gentle connection between your mind and your body, and an inner wisdom. 7. Go deeper now. And as you breathe out, start to breathe out fear, breathing out stress, breathing out fear, anxiety. 6. Letting fear, anger, stress flow away from your body. With every outward breath, letting go now, slowly comfortably, calmly. Five. And now with each outward breath, I want you to start saying a word to yourself without moving your mouth or your tongue, your breathing not changing, your throat perfectly still. On each outward breath, say the word inwardly to yourself. Calm. Calm. Four. Without thinking what it means, without analyzing the word, just moving the sound inward now so that it seems to come from an inner wisdom. Calm. Three. Gently now, easily, calmly. Calm. Letting go. And whenever your mind strays from that sound, and it will stray away, then just acknowledge the fact and gently bring it back. Repeating to yourself the word, calm. Two. Continuing now to relax and let go. Gently drifting down into peace and harmony of body, mind, and spirit. One and zero. And as you continue to drift deeper still, you begin to see, sense, or imagine yourself in a beautiful garden. The sun is shining, gently warming your skin, comfortable. You look across the lawn as it sweeps away to an ornamental pond with a fountain playing, the water droplets sparkling, glistening in the soft, diffused light that filters down through the leaves and branches of the ancient trees that surround this garden, shielding and sheltering this beautiful place. The grass is soft, springy beneath your feet. And as you walk, you pass flower beds cut into the lawn, filled with the most beautiful flowers and plants. So many varieties and colors. And you can be aware of the fragrance of the flowers carried to you on a soft breeze that drifts across the garden. Rustling the leaves, causing the head of the flowers to sway so gently. Perhaps the subtle sounds of nature all around you, birds singing, the drum of insects and the splash of the gurgle of cascading water. Each sound, each sensation, relaxing you more, comforting as you drift deeper. And every step becomes heavier and heavier. You soon find yourself in a small clearing, the sun warming you and relaxing you more and more. And as you sit, resting your back against a large and ancient tree, the bark of the tree soft and comfortable, and you sense that many people have rested here as you are resting now. And although you are alone, you feel safe and peaceful, comfortable, and the word calm comforts you more as your mind drifts and fades. And in a moment, I will count from 1 to 5 and bring you back to reality. And you will carry that sense of calmness and peacefulness, the sense of being safe with you from now on, realizing that you can always go back to that beautiful, magical garden to feel safe and protected, to rejuvenate and replenish your energy. One, gently and slowly bring the focus of your attention on your breathing. Two, feeling your physical sensations of your body. Three, moving your toes, your fingers, waking yourself up. Four, and five, wise, eyes wide open, wide awake. And we're done.
Beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful, Ella. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
You have a beautiful voice, and you have you've been doing this for so many years, over 20 years. That's Ella Bagel for licensed psychotherapist, licensed hypnotherapist, and Reiki master, helping you move on with the rest of your day. thank you so much, Ella. Oh, that's awesome.
It was my pleasure.
Oh, real quick, how can people find out more about you and get in touch with you?
My office is in Woodland Hills. They can call me on my cell number, which is 818-207-1191. They can also Google me, and I have a webpage that explains who I am and what I do. And the webpage is ellabegelfour.com.
All right. And this will be up on the archives, everybody. So in case you missed that, you can listen to the show. Tomorrow, everything's going to be up for you to replay and download on iTunes as well for free. Ella, bless your heart. Thank you so much for being here. You're amazing.
As always, it is my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, Michelle.
Sure. Take good care, and we'll talk to you again.
I would love that. Thank you.
Thanks, Ella. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, again, Ella Bagel for a licensed hypnotherapist, licensed psychotherapist. She does so much for so many people and has for so many years. So again, all this information will be up on the website and the archives. You can listen to her beautiful hypno session that she just did to manage your stress and anxiety again and again and again. Pull that up and listen to it. That was amazing. I'm pretty mellow right now, actually. All right, this is Dr. Michelle. Thank you for being on the couch here on LA Talk Radio. And as I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for other people. Okay, that's the way it works. Thanks for listening, and next week we're going to talk to another relationship expert, but she's more of a sex expert. Yeah, she's going to help you with your intimacy, guys. All right, have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. This is Dr. Michelle. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing